What is going on, Panthers Nation? Carolina Dad here, your host of the Two Growls, One Roar podcast. Hey, folks, you know, it's been a few days. You're used to me getting out one, two, three videos per week. I've been trying to get a video out. Technology has not been working with me. This is now the fourth time that I've tried to record this episode. And last time I said fingers crossed, although you didn't get to see it. Now I'm saying fingers crossed again. I don't know what else to do. Hopefully this time I actually can get through this episode. Here, taking a deep breath. We can do this. We can do this, technology. At least I hope we can. Now, originally, I planned two different videos. I'm combining it. We're going to have one mega episode, although I don't think it's going to be that mega. Hopefully still under 30 minutes, but let's just get this thing rolling. Today, I'm here to break down and grade all of the free agent and the one trade acquisition from the Carolina Panthers up to this point in the offseason. I'm ready. And we'll talk about other Panthers-related news at the end. I've even got a mailbag. Let's go ahead and jump right in, folks. Get started. I'm breaking this down based off of the date that they were signed. One benefit of me waiting to do this is there was a signing, reported signing late last night that flipped today. So I'm going off of the reported signings on the Carolina Panthers website. So maybe it was a good thing that last night's episode didn't get through. Here we go. Number one, J.J. Jansen, grade A. Grade A for our long snapper. He is the franchise record holder for most games played with Carolina Panthers, 243 games as of March 2024. He is a reliable veteran. To this day, I still cannot believe that we have a video of Matt Rhule calling a long snapper and drafting him in the NFL draft, and he's still not here, and I don't even remember the guy's name, unfortunately. No knock on him, but what a journey, man. And so you have JJ coming back another year. Just makes sense. Special teams locked up, Eddie, Johnny, and JJ. Eddie, Johnny, JJ, that could be a really nice law firm, Eddie, Johnny, and JJ, right? Anyways, I like it. Makes total sense for the Carolina Panthers, and let's move right along. Amir Smith-Marset, wide receiver and punt returner extraordinaire. I'm going to give this a B. Probably could give it a B+, but I'll give it a B. Give you a little bit of background on him. He was drafted by the Minnesota Vikings in 2021, bounced around to a few teams, including the Bears. He was with the Kansas City Chiefs last offseason. One of the top leading receivers in the preseason. That's part of the reason that we traded for him. I'd say he had a breakout season, right? At least, you know, by his standards, breakout season this past year was one of the primary or the primary punt returner for the Carolina Panthers. Had the punt return touchdown against the Chicago Bears. One of the bright spots of this team, not that there were many. And we also saw him get involved in the offense late last year. Jet motion, jet sweep, even a little bit in the passing game. And I hope that that continues. I know it's going to be competitive this year. We want that competition. But I would like to see him get a few snaps. It makes sense. He comes back on a one-year deal. You've got your punt returner. So, yeah, I'm excited about this. Solid B. We have Troy Hill. And the other thing I meant to say, when we start to break down these signings, you're going to see, at least offense, defense-wise, a lot of guys tied to Dave Canales on the offense. A lot of guys tied to Ejiro Evero on the defense. Right? Makes sense. Bring your guys in. Troy Hill, cornerback. He's more of that nickel cornerback. Played a pretty pivotal role for the team last year. 16 games, 3 starts, 48 tackles, 1 forced fumble, 61-yard interception return for a touchdown. Brings valued experience and contributions to the secondary. It made sense to re-sign him. I know he's a little bit older, but we saw him thrive in Ejiro's defense. He does that, has that experience with Ejiro Evero. So I'm glad we're able to bring him back. I still think we're going to need to look at cornerback in the draft. But for today, I'm all for it, and it made a ton of sense. And another one, Raheem Blackshear, running back, kick return extraordinaire, giving him a solid B. And a little bit about his background, he was an undrafted free agent, originally signed with the Buffalo Bills. 2022, Carolina Panthers picked him up off their practice squad. In his rookie season, he led all undrafted rookies in rushing touchdowns with 3. Saw a little bit of production there, right? It was the year that McCaffrey was hurt, if I recall. Hurt and, or was that the year he was traded? Man, time just flies by. Also, a big contributor on special teams, like I said. He's a great kick returner, so you check that box. It's great to have these guys that can return, so you don't have to put your receivers or, you know, maybe a cornerback back there returning punts. Or, which I know you have Amir Smith-Marset returning, but returning kickoff. So I like that addition. We also need a third running back. I don't know if he's going to compete with Miles Sanders to get some of his reps, but I do look at him to be a contributor. We've seen him a little bit in the offense, and I know he's shown his flashes, and you also have Spencer Brown, who's still around on the practice squad. We'll give him a solid B. Next up, not a free agent, but acquired via trade, is our man, Deontay Johnson. Give this an A plus, 100, whatever you want to put it. He spent his first five seasons with the Steelers, becoming the number one wide receiver option for them. One of the, you know, maybe some people argue Pickens, but I'll say number one. In 2023, it was relatively quiet. I know he battled through a few things, but 51 receptions, 717 yards, and 5 touchdowns. We've talked about his openness, meaning how open that he gets, and that is just a dynamic that the Carolina Panthers need, that Bryce Young desperately needs, a receiver that can run routes and get open, and that's what he brings. Of course, I talked about trading for him, and it was an exchange for cornerback Dante Jackson. Gosh, too many DJs, but really looking forward to having him here. I think I say, you know, compete for the number one spot. I know Adams the slot. So you really have Johnson, in my opinion, competing for X and truly the number one wide receiver right here. We'll see what happens in the draft and how things shake out. But I still look for Johnson to have a big year. And you get him, you got a prove it year for him, hoping that he can kind of break out. And then hopefully we can retain him for cheaper-ish, maybe, right? That would be ideal. But I really liked listening to him. If you haven't had a chance, go out and read his article on Panthers.com. He talks about looking forward to working with Bryce Young and starting to build that chemistry, just understanding how he throws the ball, what he's thinking about. So that whole thing will develop here over the offseason, and I look forward to seeing it in games. Excuse me, y'all. Allergies are crazy. Robert Hunt, solid A. Now, I could see someone trying to say B, only because of the contract, but I'm fine with it. You pay the 2-15 tax, right? We talk about being the worst team in the league. That's a tax you have to pay to get good players. Right guard. And hey, shout out to the folks that corrected me. I don't know why my notes were screwed up when I had my last podcast. I flipped their positions or one of my pods. I like to tell folks I am a Panthers podcast. I am not a perfect Panthers podcast. So I appreciate when fans are engaged in the content, when fans comment, give me their thoughts and opinions, and let me know when I mess up, because I am going to mess up. Like I said, not perfect. So I think it's good to have that check, and it lets me know, hey, man, people are listening to the show and actually following along. Big investment, though, like I said, 5-year, $100 million. Second highest paid guard in the NFL based on average annual salary. He shores up the line. The Panthers had a porous offensive line in 2023, allowing a league-high 65 sacks. Hunt is expected to solidify the right guard position and improve pass protection for Bryce Young. Why not? Did it for Tua Tagovailoa, and now he gets to do it for good old boy Bryce. Drafted by the Dolphins in the second round of 2020 NFL Draft, he brings 4 years of experience. He's a strong pass blocker. I mean, just look at the size, 6'6", 330 pounds, and his physicality. He should help seriously upgrade this offensive line, and I'm excited for it. So solid A plus for me. Hey, we're going to pair him up on the left side with Damian Lewis, left guard, grade A, again, A plus. New Panther can sign a 4-year, $53 million contract, a little bit cheaper than Hunt. Previously played 4 seasons for the Seahawks after being drafted in the 3rd round of the 2020 NFL Draft. Here you go, direct ties to Dave Canales. Like, why not bring him on over? Lewis started all 61 games he played for Seattle. And this is flipped. lining up at left guard. It's part of what I get for trying to clean this up. Known for his strength, 6'2", 327 pounds. You're talking about 660 pounds between the guards. You throw in Austin Corbett, maybe a draft pick in between there. Very solid. Lewis is a powerful run blocker. He should help create running lanes for Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sanders, Raheem Blackshear. I like it. His focus is on run blocking. That's where his strength lies, but I also think he's going to help good old boy Bryce Young give him some time to throw. Like we've talked about, just having that ability to step up in the pocket and make a throw. So you get a solid A for me. Next up, we have Ashawn Robinson. Defensive tackle, nose tackle. I'm curious to see where he kind of shakes out in the defense. Either way, he's going to be up there on the line with Derrick Brown, whether it's lined up in the nose tackle or the opposite defensive lineman position. I look forward to seeing him. So Robinson spent four seasons with the Lions before signing with the Rams in 2020. Key piece to their Super Bowl run in 22. He recorded a sack in the Super Bowl. After 1 year stint with the Giants, he signed pretty good contract right here with the Carolina Panthers. He's known for his ability to stop the run and a solid presence on the defensive line. So we need those run stoppers, right? Especially in a 3-4 when you don't have four linemen and you're hoping your defensive line can step up for you. Reuniting with former Rams, well, now defensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers, not the, coordinator there, but Ejiro Evero. What do you know? Reunited. B, and man, you could probably say B+. I tried to be a little stingy in giving out my A's, but I think you can make a case, right? We have Josie Jewell. I'm trying to get that as his saying. It's not, I know it's not strong as Luke, but Jewell. Inside linebacker. Drafted by the Broncos. Denver Broncos drafted Jewell in the fourth round. 106th overall. The 2018 draft. Played all six of his professional seasons with the Broncos, started 58 games during that stretch, established himself as a reliable tackler, accumulating 453 tackles, 75.5 per season average. Seven fumble recoveries, two interceptions. Getting his new home again with guess who? Defensive coordinator Ejiro Evero. EJ bringing in his guys. And I like it, man. I like it. When you have turnover, when you lose a Burns, when you lose a Luvu, lose a Chin, who I know was not utilized, but you lose those guys. I like Ejiro getting his guys this year. Bringing in the people that he knows that he can work with and getting the most out of them, maximizing them in this defense. So really like this signing. And I compared him with Frankie Luvu, pretty similar stat line. So I know we're missing a little bit. Frankie Luvu is really good at getting to the quarterback. You're not going to get that as much with Josie, but very solid pickup for Carolina Panthers. Next up, we have Dane Jackson. Gave this a B-, could teeter on a C, and that's not really a knock on him. It's just trying to evaluate cornerback position in our cornerback room. 27-year-old cornerback brings experience. 52 games, started in 28. He's expected to compete for the opposite cornerback of J.C. Horn as a starter. To be determined. I mean, you look at his stat line, not fantastic, but I know that Dan Morgan, when he was with Buffalo in the front office, really pounded the table for Dane Jackson. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what he can do. You know, bring your guy in. Not really known for a high interception rate. Three career interceptions. He's a very good tackler, though. 152 tackles in his career. So I'll look forward to it. I still think we need to draft a cornerback. I know we talked about Troy Hill, but I think there is still a little bit of room to be made, but I like it. And, you know, just to make things fun, we go from Dante Jackson to Dane Jackson. We have DJ Johnson. We added DJ Moore, signed a David Moore. Good gosh. Deontay Johnson. Oh my, this is going to be a DJ Wonum. God, the D's and the J's on this team. DJs. Speaking of which, grade, solid B. DJ Wonum, you could probably give this a B+ if you wanted. Outside linebacker and edge. He gets a fresh start in Carolina. Signed that contract here. kind of a reunion for him, played his ball at the University of South Carolina, Gamecocks. He is a proven pass rusher who had a breakout season with the Minnesota Vikings this past year, recording his career high 8 sacks. Solid, solid, solid. That is Brian Burns' production. Now, the one thing I like about this, if you have not heard, he did a mini press conference, I guess Zoom recording earlier this week. And one of the things he says, he's not in here to replace Burns or be Burns. He's here to be his own person. And that's exactly what he's going to do. Help solidify. I would love for him to overachieve and get 10, 11, 12 sacks, but really it's about a balance. It's about having him and having someone on the opposite side and a rotation of guys that can get to the quarterback. That's what we need. We need to increase pressure, get some more sacks, help out that defense, help out our offense by getting off the field when we're on defense. Not giving up some points, right? I know our yardage defense was great last year, but not so good giving up points. Hey, but solid B. Next up, another guy tied to Ejiro, Jordan Fuller, safety. Signed his contract with the Carolina Panthers, right? 26-year-old safety brings valuable experience, 48 games played, started every game, played under current Panthers defensive coordinator with the Rams. So should help with his transition. Again, you're bringing in these guys that have played in the system. Solid tackler and playmaker, known for his tackling ability, averaged 73 tackles per season and playmaking skills, recorded 94 tackles, 3 interceptions, and 3 forced fumbles in the 2023 season. So B, maybe go B plus, right? Or A if you want to give those out. Next up we have Kalavan Chasen, and I hope I pronounced that right. I give this a C. Yeah, you're bringing on another edge, outside linebacker. I think it's a C that could mold into a B or it could drop into a D, right? Just depends on how things go. I want the best for all these players. So he signed a one-year contract. It is a truly prove-it contract for him. This is a former first-round pick, drafted by Jacksonville in the 2020 NFL draft. Just hasn't lived up to expectations. A lot of hopefully pass rush potential. He's only recorded 5 sacks in 4 seasons. So I think the Panthers are just hoping. He's shown some flashes. Panthers are hoping they can get him, get a fresh start, and develop him. And I am too, because we need it. We need everything that we can get. We need to be able to hit on these second tier, third tier guys that can really help out and provide us depth on this roster at every position. Getting close, folks. Next up, we have Yash Nijman, B+, offensive tackle. He is a swing tackle. Played college football at Virginia Tech, Hokies, before he went undrafted and then signed with Green Bay, made their practice squad, earning a roster spot. Primarily played a lot on special teams. I know he did have some starts, started 21 games in 21 and 22, kind of fell off, didn't really make the cut. I mean, he made the team, but like make the cut to, you know, be a starter in 23. Does give you reliability, gives you depth. He can play left and right tackle. So you have a swing tackle, which is a great thing to have in the NFL. This is all about building for if the worst case scenario happens, right? If something bad happens, we're able to build it. Getting this new opportunity, and hey, maybe even giving Icky a run for his money. You never know. I don't know about Moten. I feel like Moten's secure. So, really great addition. B+. Rounding out our free agent signings. It's been busy, right? We have David Moore, wide receiver. Yeah, same David Moore that played for the Panthers, right? David Moore is back with the Carolina Panthers. He signed a one-year deal with the team on Tuesday. His second stint, of course, no, he played with Tampa Bay this previous season. Actually, pretty good stat lines. Most of his success was with Canales in Seattle. So again, that direct connection, Tampa and Seattle. Really good to see him here, adding some competition to a team that needs it. We need competition at every position. We need to get better at every position. We don't need to be satisfied. Nobody's job safe at all. Whew, man, oh man, made it through. I made it through, and it's hard to believe I did. I was going to talk a little bit about a few other things that have happened. And let's see, we've got Chase Young going to the New Orleans Saints. We have Mike Williams signing with the New York Jets. And I bring those names up because I know they're names that people coveted here in the Carolinas, or at least, you know, you wanted. Not going to land here, and that's okay. Panthers are going to be A-okay not landing every single person. I saw people say, well, we're just kind of a bargaining chip to help them elevate whoever it is. And I'm like, that's fine. You know what? I don't think we should get too hung up, though, on any one of these players that's coming in. Same thing with Jadeveon Clowney. I want Jadeveon to play here. Love to have him in the Carolinas. There's also a good chance that he kind of just sits back and relaxes, right? That's what he's known to do. Sit back, relax, maybe make a decision in May and June, maybe July, August. Able to take his time, right? Able to just sit back and relax. And then at whatever point he's ready to decide and he gets to miss out on all the non-fun stuff, he gets to do it, right? Gets to do it. All right, folks, let me go out to the mailbag. So this week, which I should say today, I said, hey, drop a mailbag question or questions. And we've got two today. So the first one is from Michael, which is at SZN Panthers, Season Panthers. He says, is it a long shot that Dan, speaking of Dan Morgan and company, look at Chris Jenkins in the second round to complete the front defensive line with Robinson playing nose tackle? Fantastic question. I had to go out there because I saw the name Chris Jenkins and I'm like, is it the Chris Jenkins? Yes, you know, Chris Jenkins Sr. played for the Carolina Panthers. And in fact, it is Chris Jenkins' son, which is mind-blowing. Just shows, you know what, I'm getting old. Not that I was around when I just remember the very early childhood when he was playing. So the question was, do I think that the Panthers could? And yes, I do think that that's a possibility, right? I think it's absolutely a possibility that the Panthers look at Chris Jenkins. And I say that, I'm trying to find my notes here. There was an article published by Sports Illustrated by Skylar Callahan, who said the same thing. Another Chris Jenkins in Carolina looking at the day two draft target. I think he would be a solid target. I was looking at, I like to use NFL Draft Buzz because they consolidate all of the rankings. So if you go to NFL Draft Buzz, which I'll do right now, although I'm not going to show you live on the screen, you go to NFL Draft Buzz, you can search for the player. Of course, it gives you information on the player, but at the bottom of that, bottom of the player's page, it will give you a consolidated view, aggregate view of how they rank on all the other sites. And so his average right now is around 52. So you have Fox ranking him 34th overall prospect, ESPN 46, NFL.com 47, CBS 47, DraftBuzz, PFF has him at 60. So yeah, I think it's a possibility. I think it really depends on what the Panthers want. What do they want to do with those picks? Do they, you know, where I really could see it, I don't think, although you could make a case, I don't know that I would make a case to pick him at 33 or 39, but if the Panthers wanted to move back, I think there's a possibility if they did trade back one of those picks and still got like a late second, or I know we already have like early third, but I look at that as an option, and he could be available. But coming in, I think you've still got to think about center, think about receiver. I still think receiver is a big need, and linebacker and edge, right? So you still have those core needs, even cornerback. What it's going to come down to is like, how do we value this? Or what does Dan Morgan want? And it's just going to like, just depend like who is out there. Excuse me. And should we get them? So yeah, great question there. There was one other, and I'll go back and tell you. This is for from Reverend Saul. Shout out to Reverend Saul, man. He is very active on the show with comments on YouTube. Very detailed comments, very thoughtful with like his responses and his ideas. Same thing on X. I didn't realize we were following each other, but it's at DearRock0081. He said, who would be your dream first three picks? I mean, ones that could be possible, unlikely, but possible. He said, mine are Mitchell, Frazier, and Saunders in that order. I like those. First three picks, that's tough. I'd have to kind of probably go back and think it'd be Powers or Frazier. I know I'm kind of giving you two there. I still like Leggett. I could make a case for Peyton Wilson if we're talking three, because that gets into the third round, right? But I think I'd have to throw in an edge, because I still think I still value an edge. Let me tell you, because I'm trying to think of like who is going to actually be there or possibly be there. You know, there's a few names. Hopefully this will load a little bit quicker. But I really like the guy out of Western Michigan. And I guess this is not, it's slowly getting there. Well, I should take it back. Chop Robinson. Think I would throw his name in there. Make a strong case. And then Marshawn Nealon, just based on, like, if we're talking third round. So, yeah, I know that's kind of a variety, but those are the folks that I'm thinking about. Well, folks, I finally made it through an episode. I can't believe it. We got an episode recorded. Thank goodness. If you're still here, I appreciate you. If you like, follow, subscribe to the show. Anyways, until next time, y'all have a